This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
We need to talk about gross displays of wealth.
Why are y'all looking at me?
Well, trust fund boy.
I know.
You're nowhere near as bad as Kim Kardashian.
Why are they taking her to task? If you have the means and the money, we would all be doing stuff like that.
No, we wouldn't.
Yes, I hate to say it, but yeah.
Thank you.
No, you wouldn't, Aaron.
If she has so much throwaway money.
Right.
Why not?
She getting 200 a month?
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh. $200,000 a month in child support.
And that's barely covers the necessities.
Shut up. So it just came out that she has a pianist.
There you go.
Careful.
Come to their home and wake the kids up with Christmas songs. Just you guys, just this time of year. It's not an all year round.
Oh, it's special then.
Then they play like just normal music.
I don't think so. I think it's just, but she says it keeps them. It calms their little souls during the mad morning rush.
All right, Slacker, admit it. If you had the means, and you would do the exact same.
I would absolutely not. I am not one of those people who does the, like, if somebody could afford to hire Wayne from Sushi Sasa to cook them dinner every night.
Okay.
I'm down with it. You know what I want to do? I want to be them. But this is what a gross display of wealth is. Nobody needs this. Just turn on Christmas music, get a Spotify playlist of Mariah Carey.
You don't want to wake up to that.
Right.
That's what
you've
done.
You know what? There's Jim, like I can't remember all the, I used to be into Wyndham Hill jazz. There's all these jazz Christmas albums that is just somebody, George Benson, playing piano Christmas songs.
And they're cool.
Like a Muppet
cool.
Christmas?
No, it's like the Giraldi, the guy who does the Charlie Brown.
I love, and the jazzy, it's awesome.
Yes. Just put a Spotify playlist on.
No. But see, that's what every common person can do.
She's creating a job. She's supporting the arts and the artists.
Honest to God,
there you go.
Here's what I feel. You're being facetious, though. You know it's not true. It's a... you're an Iowa boy.
Yeah.
Even if you won the $1 billion Powerball, you would not do this.
I wouldn't want a strange guy in my house in the morning.
There is
especially
that
wearing, like, the weird jacket with the coattails and stuff.
Yeah. I don't even
get
like it at
here.
Nordstrom. Yeah. Like, when you go through Nordstrom, and by the way, I don't go through... I use their escalator to get to, the Apple store.
Jay.
But, like... There's the dude just sitting there by the makeup counter, like playing piano. I'm like, that's weird. Like, just play music.
I used to want to be that guy, though. When I was like learning how to play piano, it seemed cool.
Nordstrom,
and then the woman comes and sits on the top of the piano.
That it does not happen at Nordstrom. It's not the Fabulous Baker Boys.
It's kind of like when you have a romantic date and you hire that violinist to be there and he's playing. But after a while, it's just like T-Hack said, it's a strange guy with an instrument.
Yes, practicing.
Your
just
date.
Like there.
Right.
It's like Lindsey Stirling just, look, here comes Trans-Siberian Orchestra
so
to play.
Romantic.
That's a gross display of wealth. You're throwing money away.
Okay, but if you're doing things like that all the time, you don't really realize to other people this is a gross display.
No, and
wealth.
That's what we want to talk about. We want to talk to people who've done, which I don't think we'll get many, or who've witnessed gross displays of wealth. I've talked about it when we talk about crappy kids. I was at same sushi restaurant I was just talking about, and a limo, like a pink Hummer limo, pulls up, a 49-foot long, and like 39-year-olds get out and have sushi at Sushi Sasa. You're not. Your palate has no idea what
wealthy.
You're doing.
They
King Super
you.
Sushi is good enough for you.
Gas station.
You, yes. Get a Conoco California rolls. They're nine. That is a gross display of wealth.
Come and go sushi.
I'm not, yes. Am I wrong?
I don't know, but why not? You said you would want to eat the fancy food if you were able to do it. That's what they're
yes,
doing.
Yes, but not for kids.
Mm.
So would it be better if they just like ate at home with,
yes!
the sushi guy?
Sure.
Kids then should
you
be
just
miserable.
Don't like it. You're just jealous. You don't like that it's public.
Here's another one. And they don't, I don't want them all to be sushi related. I remember going to a party in a loft. In downtown Denver, when those became the rage,
yeah,
and I walked in, and they're like, "Would you that hand held martinis or whatever?" And there's all these people walking around with crap, and I'm like, "You want some sushi?" I'm like, "Absolutely!" And I walk over to the table, and there is a naked girl covered in sushi.
That was a fad. They really.
That's such a stupid. You just ruined sushi. It's all over a naked girl. Right. I like naked girls.
And the temperature of her body. And
yes.
All this.
Yes.
I used to want to be one of those girls when I grew up.
Oh, my God. Laying on a piano in Nordstrom. God. All right. So we want to know, what's the worst gross display of wealth you've done or witnessed in your life? 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I have witnessed one not too long ago.
Okay.
I had a family friend sell a house back to the original owner.
Okay.
Because the original owner's son had a penthouse downtown. It was too loud. He didn't want to live there anymore.
Shut.
So they bought the $1 million house back for the son. And the son was like, oh, no, I don't want to live there either. So now no one lives in
what?
That house.
Get
for $1 million.
Oh, it's not multi. Yeah.
And how's a penthouse loud? What do y'all?
You don't want to live like you got to want to live the lifestyle, even if you're in a penthouse downtown.
Oh, loud.
Just,
crazy.
If you're on the street with a club, it's just coming up at you like all the time. Like permeates a whole building.
That's true.
What was the one? Was it Gates or somebody? Who bought like all the $20 million houses around his house?
Yeah, to scrape them.
And leveled them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because he wanted
like, I was thinking he's buying them. And it's like, when my in-laws fly in, it's like, no, I just wanted more room. I wanted a better view.
Wow.
That's it. How vile
is that?
I
want to hate him, but I kind of understand.
When I worked, I did radio on Cape Cod years ago, and the rich guy, he was a billionaire, owned our little two-station cluster. The only reason he bought it is because... He loved his Rush Limbaugh to listen to when he lives in Boston. And when he would make his 2-week vacation on the Cape, he got to listen to Rush Limbaugh from those radio stations. Well, he found out one year that those stations are about to be sold and they were going to take away Rush Limbaugh. So he wrote a check and bought our two radio stations just so for 2 weeks out of the year, he could still continue.
Are you?
I crap you negative. Dude, I got tons of stories on this guy.
How much FU money is it? I'm going to buy a radio station.
Two of them.
Just to hear.
For 2 weeks. And he was a workaholic. He wouldn't even spend the entire 2 weeks on the Cape. He'd be there for 5 days. He'd rush back to Boston and go back to work. So he literally
bought $1 million radio.
Did.
Multiple millions
of dollars. And years later, the internet.
Yeah, you could just stream
streaming.
It.
Yep.
He could probably contact Rush Limbaugh's people.
You're right.
Can you send me the tapes
on disc
of
or
your
something.
Shows every day for considerably less?
He was one of the biggest car dealers on the Eastern Seaboard, yet he had these radio stations. And people go, why do you own these things? Gotta have my Limbaugh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is one of the most impressive gross displays of wealth.
Oh, with this guy, I got... I'm not going to bore you now, but there's other stories even way better than that one.
All right. Okay, so we want to hear... What's the grossest thing? It's pretty much everything the Kardashians have ever done qualifies for this, but what is the grossest display of wealth you've ever seen? 303-222-5423.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
So Kim Kardashian is our prime example of what it looks like to do a gross display of wealth.
Yeah, she hired a professional pianist to play for her children, wake them up every morning with soothing Christmas songs.
How about you hire him once and record it?
But see, he might have a different set list every...
Oh. I don't know. Steve's got all the reasons why. This is a necessary expense. All right, dude.
You're right, I can't. No
he
defense.
Changes up the set list from Santa Claus's. Just then switch him around
You're
on
right.
your playlist.
You could do it that way, too.
God. All right, so we're looking for gross displays of yeah. wealth. Brittany.
Hi, yai.
Yai. What's your gross display of wealth?
So I'm a gardener, actually, and we do a lot of houses in Cherry Hills and stuff, which is basically gross displays of wealth as a neighborhood.
Mm.
One of the houses I did, the family had their daughter getting married in their yard, and so they had us convert the entire backyard into this garden for their wedding specifically. And then at the end of the wedding, they were like, now we don't know what to do with it. Convert it into a tennis court.
Okay.
That's a few money right there.
Wow.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I know.
That's so cool, though.
Bringing all that stuff for the wedding and all that stuff. There's a lot going on in your yard.
And probably stairs. Like, they had to do everything. Like
terraced and yes.
Yeah. We had a whole path going from, like, their back door to this garden bed we built with just tons and tons of flowers and stuff, and then we had to tear all the flowers out and break down all the walls that we made out of stone.
You didn't just throw all that away, did you?
So they want us to, but I take stuff home and give it to my neighbors because I can't bear to do it.
Wow.
I'm surprised they hire private investigators to track
it. Follow that woman home. I want to make sure nobody has my plants. That's so weird. That is a huge, gross display of wealth. Thank you for the call, Brittany. Clayton?
Yay.
Yay. Gross display of wealth. What do you got?
I got a buddy that he kind of lucked out and met some pretty wealthy landowners up in like the Conifer area.
Okay.
And essentially, they don't have like a really close fire department. So my buddy's actually a firefighter. So they built him his own firehouse and bought him a fire truck.
Shut your face.
Get out.
He's such a wealthy homeowner that he has his own fire department.
It's a group of families up in the mountains that kind of like all kind of share this land. But
gotta respect that. Wow.
If you have the money and you're just living up there,
why not build your own police department?
Because you know what that reminds me? There was somebody somewhere in one of the neighborhoods by me, like, is a wealthy businessman. And, you know, CenturyLink or whatever was having like 60 megabyte per second speeds or whatever. And they're like, we can put fiber optic in there, but we have to put it into the whole neighborhood. And that's like $2 million. He's like, cool, I'll pay for it.
So he could have it.
Everybody got it. Everybody got like fiber optic network. It's the same thing. It's like, we need a fire department. It's like, okay, I'll buy one.
Okay, I'll build this one.
Okay, how big? One truck, two truck?
How many poles do you need to slide down?
The pole in there. So do they all have to learn how to be firefighters? Or do they hire them?
He's already a firefighter. He's the only person.
Dude,
Dalmatians for everybody.
I know it's gross, but it's, thank you. Okay. Katie.
Hi.
Hi.
Gross display of wealth. What do you got?
So my grandma and grandpa were at an auction, and my grandma was trying to signal, like, say hi to my grandpa, and accidentally bid on a Mercedes, and they won it, and they bought it.
Okay, what? She says hi.
She's using her paddle.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, it's me over here. Oh, crap. Looks like we bought a yacht.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.